Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, we will have our first audio cut of the year. Audio cut of the day coming up at 5:45. I have a lot of options from the coverage today from the terrorist attacks in Las Vegas and in New Orleans, so that's coming up in the next hour. Also, Dwayne Patterson, who is awesome, he's going to join us from out on the left coast. He contributes to hotair.com. We'll have the very latest on Mike Johnson, whether or not he's going to still be speaker in 2025. Also, former St. Louis County Police Chief Tim Fitch will kind of react to some of the things that are happening, and I know that he's going to have some strong feelings about the situations that we just, you know, went over in St. Louis County as well with Dennis Hancock. Dave Murray is with us because maybe the biggest story around here is the weather that is heading our way. I heard your forecast earlier, Dave, and you indicated that there's still a fair amount of uncertainty, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the storm itself is still out in the Pacific. It hasn't even reached the northwest coast yet. It will come over the Rockies, kind of get torn up, as they all do, and then reform somewhere in the Central Plains. And until that energy package gets over the Rockies, we don't have an exact – we have a pretty good idea of timing, I think, right now. But I don't think we have a great example of where the rain, snow, ice lines will be. But I'm starting to lay them out, you know, just because it's the end of the holiday period and folks are traveling and right. There's a lot of interest in it. So you want all the details?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's see what's going to happen here. We want the details, yep.
All right. Okay. Now, I'm going to skip – the weather tonight, we have a weak little system coming by. Nothing to worry about. Tomorrow's fine. Saturday is fine. There is a winter storm watch in effect from 6 p.m. Saturday night till 6 a.m. Monday morning. Track of the storm is key, and that, again, is not in focus. We should start to see a mix of sleet and freezing rain and snow after midnight Saturday night. Then a mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and even the shot of a little bit of liquid rain in play all day on Sunday, but that would be somewhat limited. A changeover to all snow on the backside of the system late Sunday afternoon till about midnight Sunday night. Storm pulls away rather quickly early Monday. There will be this fine line of snow, a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain, and then just freezing rain and sleet. Right now, I'm thinking here in St. Louis, by midnight Sunday night, we'll see about 5 inches of snow and ice. South of St. Louis, let's think DeSoto, Sparta, Mount Vernon line. South of that, it's mainly a sleet and freezing rain event, so some real ice concerns. Oof. And then north of St. Louis, Columbia, Ellsbury to Carlinville, mainly an all snow with some sleet, but mainly snow. And north of that line, Columbia, Ellsbury, Carlinville could see up to 10 inches of snow, but there's still a lot of fine-tuning to be done on this. Let's stay up to date, and we'll check back in tomorrow.
Bring it on! I say I'm ready for a good snowfall.
I know Sue is already panicking about Monday morning.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, Dave. Here's the thing. Snow, okay, all right. Ice. Ice is evil.
Yeah.
I'm
ice
with
is
you.
Evil, there's no question.
Yeah.
And it's just what St. Louis gets most of the time. You know, 9 out of 10 of these systems are a mix. And it just has to do with warm air coming up over the cold air coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. The real cold air of the storm is behind the storm, and that's when I think we'll see that changeover to snow on the backside. So we're always right in the middle of the field. I can, you know, over the last almost 50 years, I would say clear-cut all-snow situations, maybe 5 or 6 of them in 50 years.
Wow.
Otherwise, it's all a mix of stuff.
So how would you describe the what word would I use? Like the width of the storm. So if you're talking about St. Louis is going to get – I talked to my sister in Chicago today. I don't think they're in the path of this, right?
No, they're not going to see much. They'll see a little bit of light snow. That's about it. And you get down towards Little Rock, and it's going to be mainly rain.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. I like a good winter storm every once in a while. I know my daughter's excited because it looks like there might not be school on Monday. I was kind of hoping this was going to move in a little bit earlier on Monday, though, just because then you'd have time to play in the snow, perhaps.
I
like to play
that.
In the snow. I do.
I,
you know,
I get it.
I'll get out
well,
there a little bit.
Just remember, enjoy the weather. It's the only weather we get.
That's right. All right, Dave. Thank you very much.
All right, guys.
And in all honesty, Sue, as we leave, you know, let Dave go, it really, the Christmas weather wasn't too bad, right?
I mean, no, it wasn't.
We had some days
it was dreary, but...
Yeah, but there were some. I got the dogs out a couple of times where it was relatively comfortable. The problem was is that everything was still soggy from rain. Like what I have to deal with my dog Duke, he likes to run and chase the ball. Just getting him out for a walk doesn't really do it. But we have this. I think I've talked to you about this common ground at the end of my block, and we throw the ball. And then when I get him back into my car, I realize, oh. He's got mud everywhere, unfortunately. So it's just been kind of muddy and packed down, but I'm ready for a little winter weather, right?
I wouldn't mind a little. It's just the ice, Mark. The
no,
ice.
I know. I hate it, too. And we've had instances here in St. Louis. I remember I was on that road that one Friday night of that ice storm, what was it, 10 years ago, and I was in the car for 5 hours.
Oh, that was so bad.
It was really bad. And that was one.
5 hours. Mark, that is outrageous.
Well, so I left, you know, that was interesting too, because I think it was the day, it was either that day or the day before that, I think it was that day that Joe Buck came in and he had written his book. And I had a rear-wheel drive car at the time, and I had a four-wheel drive car. And I did not bring my four-wheel drive car that day.
And
because if you remember correctly, it wasn't supposed to
be
icy.
No, it wasn't.
So I left late from the station. We get off at 6. I was working at Camo X. I remember taking a little bit of time thinking, okay, are the roads going to be okay? I glided down Tucker, and I get to, I finally get to 44. No, it was 55 because I was living somewhere else. I get to 55, and 55 was actually okay. And I kind of get down. But then when I got off at 141, I'm sliding all over the place. I pull into this gas station, and I'm afraid to drive. And I had Joe's book, and I just sat there in the parking lot of the gas station. I read his book that
night.
Well,
there you go.
Right.
It's not a bad place to be.
But to your point, with the ice, and I think that we've all kind of been in situations like this, you can kind of lose a little control in snow and navigate your way back into a little bit of control with the car. I'm not saying it's recommended,
no,
but, you know,
it.
You kind of have a little bit more a grip, if you will, with snow, especially if you have a four-wheel drive car. But with ice, there's
nothing.
No control. You can do nothing.
Yeah,
right?
Four-wheel drive does not help you.
And then you see cars that are, you know, swinging across the entire roadway.
Oh, it's so scary.
And you do know, you know, very quickly, this is what we realized, and I think we saw this a couple of weeks ago with that blast of snow we got. And I know people are challenged during Bidenomics, but you see cars out there that don't have any, you know, tread on their tires. They are maybe rear-wheel drive cars, and they're slipping and sliding everywhere. So not a safe situation. Dwayne Patterson coming up here in just a little bit after the break. We're going to talk about some politics with him, Mike Johnson, and whether or not he's going to last as speaker. And I do have a couple of little updates on that tomorrow, or tonight, rather, because I checked in with Bob Onder. Bob Onder is the newest member of Congress from this area, of course, in St. Charles County and beyond all the way into Boone County, replacing Blaine Lukemeyer. He's kind of a Freedom Caucus-y type of guy. He was certainly involved in that group in the Missouri Senate. So I checked with him just to see if he was going to support Mike Johnson. And I mentioned this earlier. He did respond and said, yes, he's voting for Johnson. Congressman Onder's response was not happy with the CR debacle that, you know, occurred a couple of weeks ago right before Christmas, but think we need to choose our team and get to work. And I think that President Trump feels that way as well, and that's why he's backed Speaker Johnson. When I left on Christmas Eve, and I'm laying down a bet, maybe I probably would have bet that Johnson wasn't going to survive. It does look like right now that he is going to survive, but we'll have to see. Tom Massey from Kentucky is a definitive holdout. I think when we talk with Dwayne here after the top of the hour, he'll describe Mr. Massey, Congressman Massey, as the new Matt Gaetz, because that's essentially what he's doing. And then I mentioned Tim Fitch is coming up just a little bit later. We'll talk about what happened in New Orleans and in Las Vegas, the lack of the proper bollard positioning. That's become an issue. The Tesla that exploded outside of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. And then he's going to have interesting responses because he was on the county council. He's also the former St. Louis County police chief to the situation that we have here with Wesley Bell and Dennis Hancock. I got to tell you, Sue, and we'll talk about this more on the roundtable, that whole deal with the clerk and charging her with a felony
outrageous.
Is the most baffling thing. And I think it's outrageous, too. But whenever something like this happens, I can't help but thinking, what am I missing?
Right.
There's got to be something more to this story. Because if there is nothing more to this story, I read the account from 2 days ago, or maybe it was even, you know, I'm losing track of time, because I texted Jane over the break, and I'm like, what in the world is going on here? You got the people in, you know, the Page administration and Wesley Bell's office saying, oh, you know, they're trying to allege that this was some massive cover-up of some sort. For her to get served on Christmas Eve, also an interesting angle. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And to Jane's point, and I think that, you know, Chief Fitch will kind of echo the sentiment, too. There's been so many different things that have happened in this administration in the last 4 years to raise questions about legality. This is the one they want to focus on because it's Sam Page and Wesley Bell trying to manipulate things. The other part of that that's interesting to me, and I don't know. You know, let me ask you this question. Should we try to engage with Wesley Bell here on this radio show? We never did with Cori Bush.
No.
We know, though, we have it confirmed from our friend Doug High, who met Wesley a couple weeks ago. He is a listener to the Mark Reardon Show.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring it up is because he's tried to distance himself from all this as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm sort of in the Jane camp that thinks that how is it possible that he's not been involved? I think his fingers are involved in this. But let's say for argument's sake that he wasn't, that this was just all Sam Page. Well, then it makes it even more confusing.
It does.
Because obviously it had to be part of Wesley because his office was involved.
Correct.
But it is a very confusing story, and it's not a sexy story. It's sort of an inside baseball story, which is why most people won't even pay any attention to that whatsoever. But don't forget, we have a Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. All of this we'll be discussing with former State Senator Jeff Smith. Jane will be on the panel, and current State Senator Nick Schroer. I miss Nick. I haven't seen him in a while. He just had a birthday as well. After 5 o'clock, Dwayne Patterson, Chief Fitch, and also Audio Cut of the Day. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.